For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities, forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Okay, so now you probably have random Disney characters from the Jungle Book floating around in your mind, like maybe King Louie the mimicking monkey, or Bagheera the parental black panther, or maybe Shere Khan the tantalizing tiger, or Mowgli the helpless human boy, or of course Baloo the bear and his bunches of bananas. Now, all we need are for some professors like Gibbs, Chloe, Lessing, Bierman, and Dose to come get in costume, I won't say for which characters, and we could really bring this song to life. But thankfully, for their sake and for mine, we don't need to do that. We only need the word, and our text points us right to them, to those things alone which are needed, to one simple word of three simple Greek letters, Delta, Epsilon, Iota. Day. It is necessary, or must, are usually the way we describe this small little word, but the necessities which this word brings with it are normally no minute matter, especially when it involves our Lord Jesus. Our text says, and he began to teach them that it is necessary. Finally, Jesus is going to get down to business. Finally, he's going to get down to brass tacks, to the real heart of the matter. He's going to tell them how it is. He's going to tell the disciples about the bare necessities of life. Now, this would be great. This would be the best. Nothing could be better than for Jesus to simply sit down and tell us whether things in life are really necessary or not. Like, for instance, is it really necessary to take Greek or Hebrew every day of the week? Is it really necessary to live on campus? Is it really necessary to take intramurals so seriously? Is it really necessary for us to turn in major papers after call day or try to teach students after April 25th? Is it really necessary for us to serve our sisters and brothers right here and now before we do real ministry? Is it really necessary to care about the garbage dwellers of Guatemala, or those stuck in the slums of St. Louis, or the homosexual down the street? Deep down, we know so often what we consider the bare necessities, the nicer home, the time to do whatever we want, to take care of my needs before those in need around me. The necessities of life are what I want and not what Jesus wants from me, or better yet, for me. And he began to teach them that it is necessary that the Son of Man suffer many things, be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, to die, and after 3 days, to rise. Whoa, 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 wait a minute, Jesus, you can almost hear the disciples say. Are you sure this is really necessary for you? What happened to the feedings of the 5,000 and 4,000 and loads of leftovers? What happened to walks on water? What happened to casting out demons and healing the helpless? What happened to the grandeur of being the greatest? What about having seats on each side of you in your glory? And we? Well, we'd like Jesus to provide the same for us. You know, forgetting about your worries and your strife, joking around in the jungle with a big cuddly bear, singing and swinging to your little heart's content. That's what we want. But once again, our text points us back to the reality to the bare necessities, to suffer much, to be rejected, to die, and to rise. Look for the bare necessities, the cross of bare necessities, to suffer, be rejected, and to die. I mean the bare necessities, the Father's only remedy that brings the bare necessities to life. The necessities of life are different on the way of the cross. They are no longer first and foremost, but last and lowly. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it is necessary to happen this way? The necessities of life are not so great and glorious, but simply following after the Father. Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that it is necessary for me to be in my Father's house? These necessities are not so much accepted and appreciated, but alone and abandoned. They're not about sly sayings, but about the gospel of God. It is necessary to preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent. It is written, and they numbered him with the transgressors. And I tell you that it is necessary that this be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching fulfillment. And fulfilling the reality, the bare reality of it all on the way of the cross, he tossed aside the temptations of the tempter. He found the forgotten ones. He gave hope to the hopeless. He demolished death on a bare back, all beaten and bloodied, on a side suffocated and speared, and on pierced palms with protruding nails for you. These necessities of life are not only dead and buried, but also arisen and alive. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? It is necessary that the Son of Man be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. You see, it is necessary for Jesus to suffer much, to be rejected, to die, and to rise. It is necessary because the Son of Man has accomplished this for us. He has made this necessity a reality for us. In fact, the way of the cross, he has made our way of life. Christ gave us those things needful. He found it necessary for us to be baptized into his death and resurrection, to give us faith that confesses him as Lord, to be filled with the mind of Christ as we feed on his body and blood, and to follow after him. Or don't you know that all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And in this new life, we may find it necessary to rummage through the rubbish of the garbage of Guatemala City, just as I had the chance to do a few weeks ago with a group here from Concordia Seminary. One afternoon, with our friends from the LCMS-affiliated mission, The Servant's Heart, we drove over to a cemetery which overlooks a huge garbage dump in the heart of Guatemala City. After we had passed by rows of graves, we came to the edge of a ravine, but our senses weren't prepared for what we would experience. Our nostrils were filled with the foulest odor we had ever smelled, Hundreds of vultures circled the sky, perched in trees around us, and ravaged through the wreckage below. And among the tons of trash, there were dozens upon dozens of Guatemalans. And they were diving into dump trucks to find the best recyclables. They were tearing open trash bags to find a leftover morsel of food. And they were vying with the vultures for the best victuals of the garbage. And they were dodging bulldozers, which flattened out the piles of trash. We also met Ruth, a beautiful young teenage girl who had been groping around in the garbage of Guatemala City just a few years ago. But now, she's cleaned up, healthy, smiling incessantly, just a few years from finishing high school, and a child of God through the waters of holy baptism, because of the work of God through the servant's heart. For the sake of the beautiful trash of Guatemala, like Ruth, yes, it is necessary. For the sake of those stuck in the slums of St. Louis, for that homosexual down the street, yes, it is necessary. To take Greek or Hebrew every day of the week, to read, learn, mark, and inwardly digest God's word, yes, it is necessary. To turn in major papers, even after call day, it still may be necessary to serve our sisters and brothers right here and now. Yes, it is necessary because Christ has borne those necessities within us, having first borne them for us. On the way of the cross, Christ does for us and gives to us the bare necessities of life. Not just barely, but bearing all, freely given for me and for you. They are last and lowly, following after the Father, alone and abandoned, dead and buried and arisen and alive. And they are most definitely given. They are most definitely a way of life for us, and they are most definitely necessary. Look for the bare necessities, the cross of bare necessities, to suffer, be rejected, and to die. I mean the bare necessities, the Father's only remedy that brings the bare necessities to life. Amen.